And we also recognize our inability to approach so close to you without Christ's intercession. We're unable to be good enough to meet your required standards for holiness. And so we ask for your assistance and acceptance as we turn to you now in worship. And we pray that you would bless us this morning, particularly in the reading and the hearing of your word. It's in Christ's name we pray these things. Amen. Well, now we're going to begin our time of worship together this morning with a song of reflection entitled Strength Will Rise, which points us to Christ. Let's have a listen.
Comfort those in need. You lift us up on.
Welcome again to Jersey Baptist Church. We're really glad that you are with us today. Just a couple things to bring to your attention. The first thing to note is that Discovering God starts on October 8th. Discovering God is a seven-week series where we look at the basics of the Christian faith. And it's also an opportunity for folks to ask questions and to have a bit of a conversation around some of the bigger questions of life. And in preparation for discovering God, we need help from you in three ways. First of all, pray for discovering God. We recognize that God works in people's hearts when we pray. And so let's pray that folks would say yes to invitations out there, that that the course would be run in a way that is safe and in a way that is fruitful. Let's pray. The second thing we can do is invite friends along. We can have a great program planned out for the 7 weeks, but if we don't have punters in the seats, it actually doesn't work. And so one of the key things we need to do is just invite our friends along. And the best way to invite a friend along is to say, would you like to join me for 7 Thursday nights as we look at kind of the bigger questions in life? And so you're inviting them as your friend to join you on the tables. And in terms of format of Discovering God, it really does work in that respect, because what we do is we have a meal together, and then there's a short presentation from up front, and then the bulk of the time is actually at the tables just having conversations, real, authentic conversations, where we're allowed to explore questions at our own pace. And so that's the second thing you can do is just invite friends along to that. And then the third thing you can do is you can sign up to serve in Discovering God. There's lots of jobs that need to take place in order to make this course happen. And in the foyer, we've got a little piece of A3 that looks just like this, and it's got all those jobs divided up. Some of those jobs are just an hour at a time. Others are a little bit longer. You can sign up for one date, or you can sign up for all seven. But we need a little small army to help us sort out all the different things that are happening in Discovering God. And a lot of the things happen before and after the event rather than on the night as well. So it may be that you're able to help out in that respect as well. So do sign up in the back. And if you're keen to serve and you're watching online, do email me at drew@jerseybaptistchurch.org, and I can get you details of all the different ways that you might be able to serve. Also in the foyer, there's little postcards that look just like this, and on the back you've got a little place where you can scan in and sign up for the course. But also if you're watching online, you can sign up from our website as well. The next thing to bring to your attention is on Thursday evening, we've got a women's event, and I'm going to invite Emma, my wife, to come up and share a little bit more about women's ministry here at Jersey Baptist and what's happening on Thursday night. Emma, thank you so much for joining us up front here. Can you just tell us a little bit about the motivation behind wanting to set up ministry led by and designed for women?
Yeah, so thanks. Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you. So the New Testament especially talks, doesn't it, about walking together towards the Lord and helping each other along and helping each other grow closer to God and become more like him. So and then there's those great verses in Titus chapter 2 that talk about how women should help each other, teach each other, train each other how to be godly, how to make our lives reflect Christ's love for us. So that's really what we're hoping to get to with this. We're hoping that by helping women to get together in a more formal structure, of course this is happening already in church, but we're just trying to formalize and have a really good kind of overarching plan for the year of how women can come together, learn together, have some fun and enjoy each other's company. So, you know, women love to hang out together, don't we? So I don't know why I'm looking at you and saying that. But women, don't we? We love to hang out. We love to spend time together. So it's really creating more opportunities to do that and also to learn from each other. So,
yeah. And Emma, let's just imagine that we fast forward a year from now. What are your hopes of what would come out of women's ministry and gathering together through these times?
Yeah, so I think we've got kind of two goals, really. One is that discipleship piece. So we're really hoping that women will know their Bibles better and know where to look to understand what the Bible says about life. And then the other track is really outreach. So we're hoping that, you know, we've got a few events planned that are specifically outreach events that should be great to bring your friends along to. So we're really hoping that we can invite friends along and create a great environment for them to be able to hear the gospel clearly explained by a woman. You know, it's just really nice to have women kind of helping each other along in this journey. So those are the goals, really, to have outreach and discipleship.
And in terms of Thursday night, you're kicking off on Thursday night. What should women expect when they arrive? I kind of wish I could be there, but I don't think I'm allowed.
No.
what can we expect?
So it is definitely ladies only. 7 o'clock Thursday here. We're going to have cheese and wine and just a nice time together. We're going to have a talk from Karen Sivray from the Bible. We're going to have time to chat on our tables, a bit of fun thrown in there, and just chance to catch up. You know, we're already quite disconnected, aren't we, with two services at the moment. There's not much chance for us to hang out, so this will be a really nice chance to reconnect a little bit. We do, of course, have a cap on numbers, so if you could sign up beforehand, that would be really helpful. But we'd love to see you. Bring, you know, if you've got friends, mums, sisters, you know, daughters, it's really nice to have lots of different age groups there just to mix up a bit and have a good time together.
Lovely. Well, if you have any questions about Thursday night or broader about what the ladies are hoping to accomplish with women's ministry, do talk to Emma at the end of church today or email around and we'll get all your questions answered.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emma. Well, now we're going to turn to prayer. And we're also going to turn to reading from the Bible. And Richard's going to be leading us in prayer. And then Julia's going to be reading from the Bible from Numbers chapter 16.
Dear Lord, we give thanks this morning that we're able to gather freely together, whether in church or at home, to worship and glorify you as the one true loving God. We ask that our hearts be softened, be at peace to receive your grace and love, and the wisdom to know the plan that you have for each of our lives in your service. Remember and pray for our friends and family, and for people in this fellowship, and for all during this past week whose lives have not been easy. Whether it be ongoing health issues, mental well-being, loneliness, stress, and worry. In particular, remember in our prayers this week, Chrissy DeGrucci, David's sister, Yanira Taylor, Lee Taylor, Peter McIntosh, Tim Bond, Ian Bellamy, whose wife died recently, and for any others who touch our lives and may be unwell or struggling. May they all know your presence and the peace and reassurance that comes from knowing and following Jesus. As we move into winter and face the challenges that inevitably lie ahead, we pray for ourselves, Lord. Jesus reminds us in Matthew's Gospel, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Lord, as we cast our minds around your world, we pray for persecuted Christians everywhere. Countries such as Eritrea, where Christians are imprisoned daily without trial. North Korea, where it is estimated over 50,000 are held in labor camps because of their Christian faith. Lord, we pray for students from this island who are now away at UK universities and facing local lockdowns and much uncertainty. Keep them safe, Lord. We pray for wisdom for our own local politicians in getting the balancing act right between keeping the COVID virus at bay but allowing our churches and society to still function. We pray for the work of Christian charities on our island trying to work around the meeting restrictions, in particular the work of the Grace Trust and Prospects. Lord, may you reach out to all those around the world whose lives have been severely affected by the COVID virus. We pray for the work of scientists in their quest to make an effective vaccine. and for our health workers in hospitals who are facing again the resurgence of this virus this winter. We pray for the life and work of our church, our leadership team, and the planning for the life of the church for the weeks and months ahead. We pray this week for the start of a new women's ministry and a Discovering God course beginning the following week. Please help us, Lord, to have the courage to invite others to come along and grow our fellowship, as we know that only by sharing our faith with others that others will come to know you. As Jesus tells us in Luke, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Lord, you know that your wonderful natural world, created for us as our earthly home, is in crisis due to our selfish way of life. We pray, Lord, that it's not too late to take action, to leave a world worth living in for our grandchildren and future generations. As we close in prayer, then open our hearts to your words from today's sermon, we pray for the week ahead. And may the words from Numbers chapter 6 ring in our ears. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you, Nick. Well, as we think about our relationship with Christ, we realize actually we only come to God through Christ. We can't rely on our own self-righteousness, but only on his righteousness. And as we reflect on Numbers chapter 16 today, let's listen now to a song called All I Have is Christ.
Hallelujah, all I have is
We're going to close our time together in just a few moments with prayer. Before we do, just as a reminder for those that are with us in person this morning, we do run a one-way system. So as you leave, you can kind of do a circular this way if you want to pick up flyers for Discovering God or for the women's event on Thursday. But we also exit out of the exit just over this way. Why don't we close our time now in prayer? Oh, Heavenly Father, as we go into the world, we pray that we would live for your glory. But in our desire to please you and worship you and live for you, we are nearly constantly tempted to rely on our own works and our own righteousness to stand before you. We think that we're holy enough. And Lord, we ask for your forgiveness when we think self-righteously. Help us to trust in the one and only mediator of your people, the Lord Jesus Christ, who accomplished salvation for all who trust in him. And so, Lord, we pray that we would praise you and give you glory, but most of all, we pray that we would rely on Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Who has held the oceans in his Nothing can compare. Come, let us adore. hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase.